Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Okay.
Profound concerns about your cognitive fitness.
From tomorrow, we will no longer require face masks in classrooms.
Don't lecture me about Jim Crow.
You have a right to change your mind. I haven't. I hope they respect that too.
Kill the character of the institution he is supposed to protect.
Missouri is open for business, and business is good.
Pull the country so far to the left.
Well, I'm not.
That was the most common answer yesterday. Welcome into the show. Happy you're with us. It's Thursday. Colder than blue blazes out there.
Oh, it's cold.
Woo.
Nine.
Man, 9 degrees.
Nine.
Stay warm, whatever you have to do this morning. I mean, I'm halfway to work. And it's still cold in the car. I've
yes.
had the heater blowing. There's probably some leaks with air getting into the car somewhere. But you're going to feel it. You're going to feel it this morning. There's no doubt about it. Be safe out there, though. I didn't see any moisture on the ground. We should be okay traffic wise. I would think we'll check in with Sue Thomas here shortly and get you updated on that. One of these days, Alice. One of these days, I'm going to get to the pearly gates. And I'm going to say, I just have one regret. Can I get those 2 hours back from back in 2022?
Do you watch the whole 2 hours?
Oh, pretty much.
Oh, that's painful.
And then they went on for 20 more minutes.
Knowing it would be painful, I decided to just hit the highlights last night on my own.
I took one for the team. I'll just have
Thank
to tell you,
you
that. I did. I thought, you know, I've got to do it. Of course, I could pause it and go get a drink or go to the bathroom and then come back. It's like watching a full-length, feature-length movie, except there was lots of ums and uhs. And
if he cut all those out, it's only an hour.
He contradicted himself repeatedly. If you cut out all the times he stopped and closed his eyes to gather his thoughts before he tried to go on, all the times he answered questions out of context. I don't know. For as much as they must have prepped him for that event yesterday, there was a lot of word sausage. That's the best way I can.
Okay.
You take a bunch of raw meat and you stick it in a processor. One comes out the other side is sausage. And there was a lot of word sausage yesterday. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, rambling. No cohesive thoughts about hardly anything. And quite frankly, probably kind of dangerous. I'm going to replay some of this for you this morning, but the five different positions he announced regarding Russia and the Ukraine, my guess is there's a guy over in Europe right now. His name is Tony Blinken. He's the Secretary of State. My guess is they didn't bring enough Tums with them for that guy today. Because he's over there trying to calm the fears of our European allies as to what might happen in the Ukraine and with Russia massing its troops. And effectively, the president of the United States signaled to Vladimir Putin yesterday that, you know, we don't want him to invade. We think he's going to. A small incursion would probably be okay. That's effectively what he said yesterday. A small incursion. What is that? Right? Like, that's one thing if you're mowing your yard and you make a small incursion onto your neighbor's side of the yard. Huh. That's a different thing if you're a brain surgeon or if you're dealing with somebody who has nuclear weapons. A small incursion, there's a big difference between those three things I just mentioned. Big, big difference. Joe Biden seemed to grasp that, or he just didn't care. I don't know. That's the one thought I had when I finished watching it, as I'm looking at the anchors on television try to make some sense of it, right? Was just sort of a disbelief that somehow this is the guy. Orange man so bad that this is the guy. You turned over the mantle of power to the world, too. I mean, the most powerful position in the world is president of the United States. Yeah, and we have the kid on the porch with the banjo from Deliverance in that position. Every time he squinted into the TV to try to read the prompter or to stare somebody down or to get ready to get mad at him or to whisper into the mic, that's the person I thought of, was that kid from Deliverance. If you haven't seen it, go back and just Google the banjo scene from Deliverance, and you'll know what I'm talking about immediately.
That's all you need. Don't need to see the rest of it.
Yeah. You don't need to see Ned Beatty. That's not the comfortable part of that movie, for sure. We got a lot to get to today. I mean, at the same time that the president's speaking, the governor of Missouri is speaking, giving the state of the state, right? He completely got over-covered by
that. That was bad timing. Maybe he should have changed the time of that, but what?
Well, once the state of the state's been set for a long time, comparatively, Biden just announced out of nowhere that he was going to be doing this. And then you've got the Senate having that debate. They're mad as hell at Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. They did end up beating back the effort. Manchin and Sinema held strong. I've got this morning a little treat for you. When we come back, I'm going to play it. You may not realize this because here's the thing about it. If you got just a shred of common sense, and if you're listening to this show, I'm going to assume that you do, you probably were aware of the reality of what happened yesterday. But for the other apparently large percentage of Americans who are low information, who pay no attention to the election cycle till a week before they have to go into the polls to vote, the ballot, they have to go cast their ballot. For there's a large percentage of Americans, it's scary, who, if they're only listening to certain media outlets in this country, they believe that what happened last night in the United States Senate was the death of democracy. Somewhere at some point, the talking points memo went out to every talking head and left-wing politician in this country. They have a D after their name. And they found a microphone and they repeated that phrase. They have no idea what it means, given the fact that we live in a republic, representative republic. But for them, the fact that you can't hand water to somebody in Georgia with a candidate's name on it is the death of democracy. So stand by. I'm going to let you listen in to the brilliance of the left on that one when we come back. Big show today. We got Governor Parson on a little later. Besides State of the State, We're going to ask him about redrawing these district lines, redistricting these congressional seats, because the governor can have an impact on that. And I'd like to know where he stands on it. I've got Dr. Bob Onder joining us as well in the 8 o'clock hour. The governor will be here in the 7 o'clock hour. Lots to get to. We're back in just a minute.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Speaking of voting rights legislation, if this isn't passed, do you still believe the upcoming election will be fairly conducted and its results will be legitimate?
Well, it all depends on whether or not we're able to make the case to the American people that some of this is being set up to try to alter the outcome of the election.
Yeah. There it is. That music, Carl, brings back so many memories. The movie Deliverance. That's who he looks like, honestly. That was the President of the United States casting doubt on the legitimacy of the next election. I want you to think about that for a minute. Just let that soak in. So he's mad at Donald Trump for questioning the legitimacy of the last election. And he's already questioned, and they were mad at Donald Trump for questioning before the election started the possibility of misdeeds on the outcome. Nice, Carl, you let it finish.
The whole thing.
And yesterday the President of the United States said, if we don't change these laws that they're trying to do in these states, it may not be a legitimate outcome. Why is that exactly? I'm fascinated by why you would think that. Well, it's because that's what they need you to think about this bill that they want to pass that they claim has something to do with voting rights. It has only to do with cementing their power in this country forever by letting anyone vote anytime with no proof of who they are. You need look no further than the mainstream media. And Paul Begala, I think, is the first guy you're going to hear from here, a former Clinton administration crony. And And then it continues. I've got two different chunks of this. It was over 2.5 minutes long. You got just listen for, I mean, if they didn't get talking points, I have no idea how they would have coordinated this.
If the Democrats fail, it might be the end of American democracy.
I think we're one election away from the end of American democracy.
If they take over in 2022, that is the end of democracy, and we're going to have authoritarianism.
I hope that we can flip this and save democracy. If we can't, I gotta believe that fascism will take over in America, and that will be the death of democracy.
The potential death of democracy.
The death of democracy.
The death of democracy.
The death of democracy as we know it.
This protest now is not simply about the death of George Floyd. It's about the death of American democracy, decency, and humanity.
I'm sad to say that it also can lead to the diminishment of democracy. Democracy, if not its death.
It almost feels like we are witnessing the death of democracy here.
The death of democracy line stood out to me, Jonathan, because I think that's just factually correct.
Kind of the end of democracy, at least the end of our democracy.
The return of Donald Trump to the White House could spell the end of democracy in America.
We could have a Trump presidency, and that would, in my opinion, be the end of democracy in this country.
I think that could be the end of our democracy, not to be too... pointed about it.
Hillary Clinton said a couple of weeks ago that if he runs and wins, that could be the end of our democracy. Do you share that fear?
I do.
Are you going to stand by and watch this man destroy the democracy?
I hope he will be beaten, or else it's the end of democracy as we know it.
That'll be the end of democracy as we know it.
It's the end of democracy.
That is a recipe for the end of democracy.
Honestly, I've got another minute and a half of it. It's amazing to me that these folks believe going back to the rules that were in place before they were altered in the middle of a pandemic in 2020 is somehow stopping any human being in America who is a legitimate citizen of age and registered to vote from voting or registering to vote. There's nothing about anything that's been done that prevents a single human being in this country from voting. This is what I would argue is dangerous to democracy. When you go out and parrot the same talking points like that over and over and over again, scaring those among us who don't have the common sense God gave a goose. That's the problem. You know them. They're in your workplace. They're in your family at family gatherings. You know who these people are who will buy that horse crap hook, line, and sinker and look you in the eyes and tell you, if we don't protect our elections, what's going to happen? Ask them this question. Say, please, just for out of interest, give me one example of any of these laws that would prevent any person who's a grown adult who can get up and dress themselves and feed themselves and drive to work on a daily basis, can function in society, who would be incapable in the state of Georgia under the law that was passed down there from voting. Now, I guess there's the possibility that you're too stupid to vote. I mean, these things happen. But outside of that, somebody with just without any ability to drive down and get a free ID, or I'm not even sure this thing includes voter ID. It's just the most outrageous thing ever. I'll let you hear some more from the president from the nonstop 2-hour diatribe yesterday. We'll hear from Governor Parson on the state of the state, and then we got the governor coming up live at around 7:35 this morning. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. Up next, my debate with John Hancock over ranked choice voting.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter. And Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Here are a few things to keep in mind when you're marking your ranked choice ballot. If you vote for more than one candidate in a single ranking, your vote won't count, since we won't be able to tell which candidate you really want. If you decide to skip a ranking, your choice will be bumped up to the previous ranking. In this example, the skipped ranking will be ignored, and Spider-Man will be counted as your second choice. If you decide to skip two or more rankings, though, we'll only count the votes before the double skipped rankings. If you only want to vote for one candidate, you can do so. If you choose the same candidate in multiple rankings, only your first choice vote will be counted and will carry forward into subsequent rounds. So this is the same as a single first choice vote.
Well, that's clear as mud.
I'm very confused.
Our friend John Hancock is in the studio with us right now, and we're talking about ranked choice voting. That audio clip you listened to is the little cartoon explainer on the state of Maine website explaining how ranked choice voting works. And John Hancock, my first question to you would be, with the dispute today that people aren't smart enough to go get a driver's license to show it to vote, how in the hell are they ever going to maneuver through that?
Well, I think people are capable of figuring things out, and it's not difficult. The way this thing would work, you go to the primary in August, and every candidate's on the ballot. So if I like a Democrat for state treasurer, I can vote for him in the primary. Now I have to take one ballot or the other. So you vote for one candidate in the primary. Party labels will be on there. So I go in, I like
But this. They don't have to be. A candidate could choose not to put their party label on there.
I guess they could, okay. But then they'd have to qualify as an independent, and that's a whole other process.
So they still have to qualify in a primary?
Yeah. Oh, sure.
For their party?
Yes.
To be in the primary?
To be in the primary, all you got to do is pay your filing fee to the party. That's the way it works now. So the only difference in this would be is that you don't have to declare when you walk in, I want a Democrat ballot or a Republican ballot. All of those candidates will be on there, and you vote for the one candidate you prefer. And then the top four. So right now, when we go to vote in November, the choices are made for us in August, right? And you've got a Democrat and a Republican, maybe a Libertarian, and that's it. That's your choice. This plan gives the top four vote getters in August, puts them on the ballot in November. You've got a real choice now. And then you vote. There's my first choice. Here's my second choice. And if you want to go to your third choice, you can. So if there's two Republicans on the ballot, there's one I like better. I'm voting for them one, and I'm voting for the other one two. And that's the way it works. And you've got more choices that way. And the voters ultimately are going to decide if they want this system when it goes, we're going to put it on the ballot.
I don't know what this is. Seems like a Democrat's dream. You can vote as many times as you want, right? Ultimately, but some votes don't count in the final vote.
Well, that's not
because of ballot exhaustion. I've looked into this a little bit.
Yeah.
They've even had problems in the state of Maine where they were the first ones in the country to try this.
Yeah.
Where the winner didn't win. The top vote getter in the original round didn't end up winning.
Sure.
Because the people that were at the bottom, so this is confusing, but if you're the last person in line, you get dropped off the ballot, and any votes that you got, like for second, third, fourth choice, then get added back into the other candidates.
Yeah. So let's use a real life example. Let's go back to the 2016 governor's primary in Missouri. Under this system, Eric Greitens, John Bruner, Peter Kinder, and Chris Koster would have all been on the ballot. And so if your first choice was Greitens, your second choice was Bruner, your third choice was Kinder, Koster had more votes in the primary than Greitens did. So he was the top vote getter, but he would not win a statewide election under that scenario because the Republican vote would coalesce behind the top vote getting Republican candidate. That's the way the system works. But you would have more choices under this system. And I don't think there's anything wrong with giving voters more choices.
But how do you get around the argument that it's not disenfranchising people?
It totally.
Because of ballot. No, it disenfranchises people because of ballot exhaustion.
No.
Because ultimately, your vote might not even count in the final tally for the person that won.
Of course,
if you didn't vote at all for the person that won,
yeah.
But you voted for the person that was last, and then your second choice ended up being for the person that ended up coming in second or third, your vote might not end up. Your vote might be completely erased by this system.
Well, I've voted for plenty of people that have lost over the years. I mean, yeah, so. You know, this is designed to give the voter greater options. Think about this, Mark. You go to the primary and Cori Bush against Lacey Clay, right? She runs to the far left extreme position. She beats him in the primary. November, there's no choice.
Yeah, but you can't compare the city of St. Louis to that.
It's a congressional race. Under this system, Lacey Clay and Cori Bush would have both been on the ballot in November. Who do you think wins that race? Now, you know, Lacey Clay, to me, has never looked better after 2 years of Cori Bush voting to defund the Pentagon and voting against her own jobs in her own district at Boeing. Lacey Clay is whatever he may have been. He didn't vote against Boeing. It's more choices for voters. It's really that simple. And
I know you love your St. Louis Cardinals, John.
I do.
I've heard you talk about it on the radio. Let's just take this to a sports analogy for a minute. Let's assume that the Cardinals win. They have the most wins in the division to go to the playoffs in any given season, and the Cubs finish last. So the Cubs get taken off the chart, off the board, but they decide to give their runs to the Brewers, who end up winning the division because they get more wins than the Cardinals because they adopted some from the Cubs. That's my problem with it. Why would you want to change the system that we have, where the Republicans have a primary, they pick their candidate, the Democrats have a primary, they pick their candidate, somebody wants to run as an independent, they're free to do that, or the Green Party or Libertarian Party, and they're all on the ballot in November, and then those are the candidates we choose from, and the one that gets the most votes wins. What's wrong with that?
Because it's not producing enough choices for voters.
It's not producing the candidate you want to win.
Well, look, we nominated in 2018 to run against, who's the auditor? What's her name? Ran for governor, Nicole Galloway.
Galloway.
So we nominated a woman named Sandra McDowell. She raised no money, really couldn't put money together. She was the only female in a four-candidate primary field. Others were better funded in that field. She, at the end of the day, had no choice. In 1998, we, Republicans, nominated Al Hansen for state auditor against Claire McCaskill. Think about this. Al Hansen, we had a candidate. His name was Chuck Pierce. He worked in the auditor's office. He was a CPA, good guy. Al Hansen was a convicted bank felon. And he was on the ballot, and he got nominated as the Republican candidate for state auditor in November. My choice was Claire McCaskill, who is not my cup of tea, or Al Hansen, a convicted felon. Under this system, Chuck Pierce would have been on that November ballot. I, as a Republican, would be enfranchised to have a choice like that.
So,
and this is all about giving voters more and better choices.
I don't know. It sounds to me a lot like I'm a Democrat in the Senate right now, and I don't like the rules, so I want to change them. I don't like the outcome of the filibuster, so we're just going to change the rules.
Well,
I don't know why you don't like the outcome of an election. You picked a couple of examples there. You brought up the Todd Akin election to me the other day. I think those are outliers. Generally speaking, I think the system we have works pretty well. But before I run out of time, John Hancock, this is called Better Elections?
It is.
Sounds a lot like Better Together. I just have to tell you that. Carl, do you have my Better Together drop there? Do you still
I
see that
your
in the system?
Together theme.
I think you got to play that for the people because it's been too long since they've heard this.
It's the no merger minute.
Yeah, the no merger minute. Let's play it because it's been too long. Hold on, is it not working?
This is your no merger minute.
That's sick. Those are corrupt bastards, Chris.
You need to get your head out of your butt. Focus on the real issues.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
How about news?
one of Tricia Siegman's finest pieces of work there,
yes,
I'll have to say. John, you were in favor of that, too, weren't you?
Yeah, sort of. let me just say one last thing here. I believe that elections are fundamentally the job of state governments. They shouldn't be federalized. That's what the Democrats are trying to do in Washington right now. States ought to govern their own elections. this is going to empower Missouri voters to choose if they want this system or not. I see nothing wrong with that. And they've used ranked choice voting for over 100 years in Ireland, a very healthy democracy over there. I think it provides voters more choices, but ultimately it'll be up to them.
So who's paying for it? Because you and I had this discussion the other day. I talked to Dave Rowland. I find out that some group out of Virginia called Article 4, who I can find no information out on, has donated almost all of the $2.5 million in the coffers so far for this campaign. Why would you support a campaign where you have no idea where the money's coming
from?
Well,
I've met a couple of the donors. They're business people from all over the country. And it's not George Soros. George Soros spends his money in states that are liberal states, and he goes to Democrat primaries and elects the most socialist candidate he can in a safe Democrat district. That's where George Soros' money goes. These are business people that think our election system is not ideal, could be improved, and that voters need more choices. And we're going to raise money in Missouri. We're just starting the campaign. We've met with some business leaders in the state. They like the idea. So we're going to have Missouri money for this.
John, I have to ask this question because you're a friend of mine.
Yeah.
So it's not a mean question. Are you getting paid to support this?
Of course. It's a client. But okay. I mean, I support the idea. I'm not up here like making stuff up. I genuinely support this idea.
Okay.
It's my business. I was looking at other options like the runoff where you have an election, a jungle primary with a runoff. I think this is better because you have four choices instead of two if you're a voter. And I think voters are going to appreciate that.
I think it destroys the playing field. But we will agree to disagree on that.
Will.
John Hancock, thank you for coming in
you,
and
partner.
Having the debate. I appreciate it.
Always happy to do it.
Absolutely. All right.
We gave this process a very long time, but yet I am willing to give it more. I believe a rolling, talking filibuster is right. I believe Senator Manchin is wrong, and Senator Sinema is wrong. Am I angry at them? No, I want to engage with them. And as I engage with them, I want them to take the time to change their mind, because we cannot have elections, if you will, that are fair and reputable without these particular laws.
Yeah, it's not going to be fair and reputable if you don't do what we want. You got to change the rules because we don't like the outcome. That's kind of what this has come down to.
Everything was legitimate in 2020, though, right?
Thank you.
No problems there. All of a sudden, though.
The last minute changing of the rules in 2020, ignore all that.
Yeah.
We can't go back to the way things were before that, when you had to prove who you were to vote, or we had to have a chain of custody. I don't know. I'm tiring of it. I am. I listened to Sheila Jackson Lee yesterday. Those comments were from before the Senate defeated this effort to kill the filibuster. Now, it was a foregone conclusion. All these people speculating on it, Elizabeth Warren going on CBS claiming, I'm not giving up yet. There's still a chance. There's still a chance. Yeah, there was not a chance. They didn't have the votes. And here's how they play politics in the United States Senate. Should have been a 50-50 vote, right? Which is not enough to give the Democrats the majority there. To end debate, right, to go to the vote on it. It ended up being 49 to 51, 51 nays. The 51st nay was Chuck Schumer, because of some parliamentary trick that one member of the opposition has to vote no in order to bring the thing up again, to reintroduce it for a second vote. So those are the kinds of tricks they were playing. He knew it wasn't going to pass. And that was just to end debate, to start the vote, which was going to also fail. Let me do the math here. By two votes, by Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, 52 to 48, the final vote against changing the rules. It got tiring after a while. And to me, that there's no difference between that debate and this debate over the voting rules, as there is what John and I were talking about there. who thinks it's a good idea? Who is the group of people? And I know there are some in the state, obviously, because we've talked to Attorney Dave Rowland, who's all in on this. And we've now talked to John Hancock, who tells me he is, as a political consultant, which is his primary job, being paid to support this, although he believes in it as well, he says. But he didn't say who the money was coming from, except that it wasn't George Soros. I need to know who thinks the straight up vote in Missouri is so dangerous that we've got to go to this twisted pretzel plan called ranked choice voting, where they just keep counting votes until they arrive at a winner. Does that make sense to anyone? So at the end of the day, it still comes down to two people. And the truth is, they're just not happy with who one of those two people are, generally speaking, which would be the Republican candidate. And they see this as a way of circumventing that, because they believe that Democrats would vote for their number one choice. And then for their second choice, they would vote for the least offensive of the Republicans, which would mean the very moderate, middle-of-the-road, roadkill rhino. And so that person would get additional votes from the Democrats as their second choice on the ballot. This is a complete disaster. So you have to just look at what the motives are for wanting to change. You don't like what the results have been the last few election cycles in Missouri, which is deep red. So we've got to figure out a way to change that. Clean Missouri was one way. The first attempt was Clean Missouri. Let's put it that way. By letting the redistricting process that we're going to talk to the governor and Senator Onder about coming up in the show, that process that we're going through right now, outside interests thought that should go to a demographer appointed by the auditor, who happens to be a Democrat, who would fairly decide how the district should be drawn. How do you think that would end up? 4-4 in a dominant red state? That's exactly what they were trying to do, was change the outcome of the election by changing the rules in the state of Missouri. Ranked choice voting is no different. That's why we've got to fix this initiative petition problem. I'm going to ask Senator Onder about that again today, because why is this not a priority in Jeff City? You have to ask yourself that. You have to ask Senator Schatz that. You have to ask Caleb Rowden that question. Why is raising the threshold to allow outside money to come in and buy their way onto the ballot and then run, well produce commercials trying to convince the voting public that this is a good idea. In the face of no opposition, they got a good chance of winning. Any initiative petition that has millions of dollars coming in from out of state has a good chance of convincing the low information voter that this is a better alternative. Because the mainstream media, even in Missouri, is not going to tell the truth about ranked choice voting. That's the danger here. So hopefully people are paying attention. We will continue to beat the drum against it. And I am really hopeful that somebody is going to step forward and organize opposition, an opposing campaign to this idea. I think millions of dollars would flow into it from within the state to fight back on this. I truly believe that. Coming up in the next hour, former Channel 4 reporter Kim St. Ange is joining us again at about 6:20. We're going to check in on the latest update on the baseball talks with Tom Ackerman, and in other news with Denise Schaefer. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.